Sunday's massive. I think it's the biggest game in the last 8 years since the last semi final in 2014. So, we'll be fully prepared. We're excited about the game, a sellout, and we want to make the people of Derry proud.
And in terms of your preparation for this, Rory, I mean, Treaty's obviously a team that you won't have crossed swords with very often. How have your preparations been in general?
Well, a couple of sessions we've trained in the afternoon, obviously, given the time of kickoff now on Sunday, so it's trying to prepare the players for that. We're used to getting up and lounging about for the day and then going to play at night, so kickoff will be upon us when we get up, and it'll be very quick, and it's important that the players are prepared physically and mentally for that, and we're really excited about the game, but we know that we're coming up against good opposition, and similar to ourselves, they had a poor May and early June, but they've been very, very consistent outside of that, and over the last 10, 15, 20 games in their league, they've been one of the most consistent teams in the First Division. They've secured a playoff place, and they're in a cup semi-final, so they're a good team. They'll be well organised, and we'll have to be ready.
In terms of Treaty themselves, Rory, a very good quarter-final win for them at UCD, and I'm sure you're well aware they're not coming here to see the Guildhall.
No, they certainly are not. Tommy Barrett, Willie Bond, and the staff there have done an amazing job, really impressive, because he put a team together very quickly at the start of the season, didn't have much time, and they've done amazing, to be honest with you, and they've had a couple of standout results this year, obviously beating UCD in the quarterfinal convincingly at 4-1, going to Turner's Cross and beating Cork 2-0, which not many do. At all, even First Division, Premier Division, that's an extremely difficult venue to go to, and they've went there and turned them over, so there's no doubt about it, they'll come here with a plan, and but we're in good form. We've won 8 in the spin, we're not conceding many goals, but you look at the history of the Cup, it can throw up strange results, can throw up shocks and upsets, so it's really important that we're not on the end of one of them.
And just finally, your own relationship with the supporters of this club seems to have really flourished and grown this season. How big a part have they to play?
A huge. They've been fantastic. I said very, very early, or I think the first time I spoke as manager of the club, that it was a dream and an ambition to fill the brandy well on a regular basis, and we're doing that. And I think the relationship between the players and the supporters is huge, and it's growing all the time, and there's a real connection there and chemistry. So, and the players really respect it. Believe me, they love it. They love the way the team's getting, the supporters are getting behind them, and I think it's a really healthy relationship. And when the two combine, come together, and I think it's producing. Our home form's been excellent in the last couple of months, and it's no coincidence the crowd have played a huge, huge part in that.